But again, thankful for God's goodness. I was reminded this week a number of things. In the midst of everything going on around us, and the whole world seems to be coming unglued at the hinges, I've been reminded that God remains faithful. As I prepared my mind this morning for the service, it just kept coming back to this thought. Our God is faithful. And I want to remind us this morning, God is faithful. God being faithful doesn't mean you won't lose your job. It doesn't mean you may not have financial hardship. It doesn't mean that you may not have things surprise you in a bad kind of way. Amen? But what it does mean, God will take you safely through whatever He allows to come into your life. If you remain faithful to Him, God will take you safely through whatever comes into your life. Amen?
Yes.
He's faithful. Even when the whole world looks unglued, God can be depended on. You know, in the midst of that, that's a good thing for us to learn. Because so often we have become, and naturally I guess, but we rely on the government. We rely on our laws. We rely on our economy. We rely on our employer. I mean, a lot of our trust is placed in all these other things, what we have. And the real truth is, what we need to rely on is God. Now, all these other things are important, right? All these other things have their place. But God is far more important, and our real trust and confidence need to be in Him. Even though there remains a lot of worrisome things in the future, I could stand up here and list out things that are life-altering potential in the future. This election has the potential to be life-altering for us. What's going on in our world has the potential to be life-altering for us. Amen? And even though the whole world's unglued, even though there's worrisome things in the future, we need reminded that God's been faithful to this very hour. To right now. God's been faithful in your life to right now. We can praise Him for His help and faithfulness today and trust Him for tomorrow. There's a song I really like. It's titled, My Redeemer is Faithful and True. And in one of the lines of that song, it says, in every situation, He's proved His love to me. And that's true. Not every situation has went the way I wanted it to go, the way I prayed it would go, the way I hoped it would go. But I can tell you, God has been faithful to me in every situation to this very hour. My Redeemer is faithful and true. God is faithful and true. Revelation 19:11 says, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness, He judges and makes war. Faithful and true. Faithful means reliable, dependable. He can be depended on. He can be trusted. Amen? He's true. True has the idea of being trustworthy, of being loyal. My God is reliable, dependable, and trustworthy. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews tells us that in 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Malachi says, for I am the Lord and I change not. That means what God's done in the past, He can be depended on to do again. What we find recorded in history of what God's done, we can expect Him to do again. What we find recorded in God's Word, we can expect Him to act in the same manner. And in your own life, think about this. In your own life, what God has brought you through to this very moment, you can depend on Him to continue to be faithful. Amen? If you would rehearse it, most of us aren't too concerned about what's happening today. We're concerned about what may happen tomorrow. We have sufficient food, clothing, shelter for today. Amen? And if you don't see us after service, we'll make sure you do. I'm serious about that. But most of us ain't worried about those things. Most of us worry about what's going to happen tomorrow, the next day, the next day. The same God changes not. The God that proved faithful to you yesterday will prove faithful to you today and tomorrow. Amen? God's both willing and able to help us. Think about that. Both willing and able. First of all, God's willing. That means He can do anything. God can do anything. And most of us take that in pretty well. Most of us accept God can do anything. But God's also willing to help us. Amen? He knows everything there is to know. He's able to do anything. But He loves you and me. Genuinely loves you. You love anybody? Surely all of us love somebody, right? All of you feel loved by somebody. You're concerned for that person you love, right? You have a concern for them. I'm going to tell you this. Think of the person that you know loves you the most. Think of the person that you love the most in this life. And I'm going to guarantee you, God loves you more. God loves you more than you love that person, or that person loves you. Amen? We have a hard time with that. You know why? We spend so much time trying to merit God's love. We nitpick ourselves and say, well, God's against us because of this. God can't love me because of that. God won't do this because of this. Well, now, if you're out in open sin, if you've known sin, if you're doing things you know displease God, there's a little bit of truth in that. That God wants you to shape up. But if you're doing what you know to do, if you're living to please God to the best of your ability, then God is for you. God loves you. Isaiah 46:9 says, remember the former things of old, for I'm God, there's none else. I'm God, there's none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, I will do all my pleasure. God knows the end from the beginning. Ain't none of this taking God by surprise. Ain't none of this caught God unprepared. God had a plan for all this. In fact, God may have a whole lot more plans than this than you and I ever realize. Amen? Yep. Luke 1:37, with God, nothing will be impossible. Amen? 1 John 4:10, herein is love. Listen, not that we love God, but that He loved us, and He sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. This thing's all of God's initiative, not yours or mine. Right. Salvation is God's initiative. He loves us. All we do in loving Him is love Him in return. Amen? God's loyal. We're told there's a friend in Proverbs 18:24. There's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's loyal. John 15:15. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I've called you friends. For all things that I've heard of my Father have made known unto you. He's a real friend. He's there in the tough times. He's there in the good times. He can be depended on. He's loyal. He's faithful and true. He's reliable. He's dependable. He's loyal. He's trustworthy. We can depend on Him in everything, all of the time. Not only is God loyal and dependable, God's faithful to us in His providential dealings with us. Now, providential dealings, that means God is faithful to us in our everyday life. Amen? What happens in your life day by day, the everyday events of life. And we need that assurance. Amen? Because a lot of times, I'm going to tell you, life seems out of control. I live real life just like you all do, folks. I get up and go to work across the hallway to the computer right now, but ordinarily, I get up and go to work. I have to deal with the same kind of people, the same kind of situations you have to deal with. Amen? I have the same fears when the economy shakes as you do. There's times that you see dark clouds on the horizon, when you see things that could really happen that you really don't want to happen. Amen? Sometimes those clouds roll in and you're in the middle of the storm. It ain't just you seeing the black clouds on the horizon. That storm you feared really does hit. And you're in the middle of it. You've got to deal with it. But we need the assurance that God's still in control. God has promised that He's in control. That doesn't mean everything that happens is within God's will. Because God never wills anybody to sin. Ever. God never wills that anyone would commit sin. But God's allowed freedom of choice to human beings. He doesn't override us and keep us from doing this and that. But God does steer, and because He knows what people choose in advance, He's prepared and already has a plan for that. Amen? He has an overriding plan for everything that happens, even those things that were not in His perfect will. We know, Romans 8:28, we know that all things, everything, works together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purposes. If you're God's child, if you're striving to live to please God, if you love Him, then everything that comes across your path, God is going to turn for your eternal good if we just cooperate with Him. Amen? That's hard to take in when you have adversity come, isn't it?
Right.
When something you really wish wouldn't have happened happens, when you see nothing but evil in it, you can't see how it could be turned for good. But for those who... Now, this does not mean that everything is good. Everything doesn't work out good for everybody. People who don't love God and respond to God, there is no promise of anything turning out good for them.
Right.
You hear me? Those who abandon God, those who don't follow God, there is no promise of things turning out well. There's no promise of things turning out good. Amen? This promises those who love the Lord, those who follow Him. It doesn't mean everything comes in our life is good, and doesn't mean you ought to sit down when the car breaks down and say, well, how is this going to work for my good? No, you should just live life and trust God that the accumulation of all things is going to work for your good in the end. Amen? I see people will get all kinds of stupidity when they say, well, the washing machine broke, but this is good. Well, it wasn't good at all. It's a bad thing. But everything that's occurring in your life, God is using together to bring about your eternal good. Amen? Paul was in prison. That was not a good thing for Paul. Amen? Prison was not a place you wanted to be in the first century. And yet, Paul said in Philippians 1:19, I know this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. God's faithful even in our trials and trouble. Psalms 103:13 says, like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. For He knoweth our frame. He remembers that we're dust. Amen? You ever see your kids go... I tell you what. When your kids are little, life is good. As much as you may not want to believe that, when your kids are little, life is good. There's a lot of headaches that goes with it. There's a lot of sleeplessness. There's a lot of other things. But most of their problems you can deal with. As your kids get older, the problems get more expensive and more difficult to deal with. Amen? When you see one of your kids suffering and struggling with something, whether they're little or big, your heart goes out to them. Amen? God's the same way. When He sees us struggling with things, when He sees us in the middle of trouble, God's heart... He said, as a father pitieth his children, so God has compassion on His children. Amen? There's no temptation taking you. 1 Corinthians 10:13. But such is common to man, but God's faithful, who not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but with the temptation will also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Here's the key. Instead of despairing and trouble, instead of getting wound up and beat down by the problems we have, learn to take them to God. Amen? Isaiah 46:3 says, hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb, even to your old age. I am He, even to hoar hairs I'll carry you. I've made you, I'll bear, even I will carry and deliver you. What He's saying here, He said, I've carried you since your birth. I've taken care of you from the time you was born. And now even when you're old, I'll take care of you. Even when your hair turns gray, I'll support you. I made you, I'll continue to care for you, I'll support you and save you. Our God is faithful from cradle to grave.
Right.
Amen?
Yes.
He is faithful every step along life's path, all the way to the end. God's good all the time, in every situation. It's His very character. God doesn't just do good. He doesn't just act good. God is good. And therefore, everything He thinks, everything He does is good. God's not arbitrary. That means God never does anything just because He can. Amen? God never does anything because God always does what is good. Perfectly right. Perfectly holy. It means He never delays in answering prayer a second beyond what's absolutely right. Now, we don't know what absolutely right is because we just see a little bitty sliver of what God's doing. We, in fact, most of the time, we don't see much beyond ourselves. Amen? But God's doing right in the whole picture of things. God's doing right by you and right by everybody else. Everything He does is holy, perfectly good. And I'm going to sit here for a while because I know a lot of people think things come into their life and they think, well, God could have done better. My plan was better than this. If He had done what I asked Him to do, life would be better than this. Amen? Come on now. You all have those thoughts. I know you do. I talk to I live real life. I know they come to me too. Amen? We all think we prayed this way, and if He'd have just done it this way, life would have been a lot better. But I'm going to tell you something. Be careful of that kind of reasoning. God don't do just because He's God. He can get away with it. God always does what is perfectly good and right. That's why we can completely trust Him. Amen? We can completely trust Him because He will do what is perfectly right. God didn't promise to tell you the reason He does things. God didn't promise you would understand anything He was doing. Amen? God didn't promise that you could reason it out and see how smart He was. But He promised He would do that which is good, perfectly good, right every time. Amen? And as believers, we are obligated to believe God is who He said He is. If you don't believe God is who He said He is, you're not a believer. Amen? And in one sense, the whole world's divided into believers and unbelievers. People have reasons why they are unbelievers, right? You ought to really be distressed. Read the comment sections on some news stories sometime. A lot of people, they have reasons. If they don't hold water, they got reasons. I said all that because I want you to take this in. What God allows is always what's best in the overall picture of everything. Don't fight that thought. Because God is perfectly good in every way, all the time. Any rejection of that will cause you difficulty in your faith, difficulty in your trust, and difficulty in your Christian life. God's faithful and true in His dealings with us day by day through life. Amen? I tell you what, if you can get a hold of that, it will help you a bunch in your Christian walk. Amen? Because when adversity and setbacks come my way, I am distressed. I engage in self-pity for a little bit. Say, woe is me, life should be better. But I try pretty quickly to get a hold of it and realize God's doing what's best. I don't have to have an answer for it. You know, sometimes maybe my suffering or something I go through in a way of loss may contribute to somebody else making it home to heaven. Isn't it then a better thing that I go through that loss if that's a route that they're awakened to God? Is that not a better thing in the overall picture than me enjoying comforts and somebody being lost?
That's right.
I mean, come on, folks. We got to have enough trust in God to know no matter what we go through, God's working for the best of not just you, but of everyone that He can possibly save and bring to a knowledge of Himself. Not only is God faithful in His dealings day by day, but God's faithful to His Word. God's Word can be depended on because God is dependable. God's Word is right about everything. God's Word is dependable and true in every way. Psalms 119:160, Thy Word is true from the beginning. Every one of Thy righteous judgments endureth forever. God's Word will not fail, will not show to be wrong. Amen? It's never going to be shown to be wrong. Heaven and earth will pass away, but My Word shall not pass away, Jesus said in Mark 13:31. Luke 16:7, It's easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. Amen? God's Word is dependable. I find one of the greatest helps I have in life, when I'm down, when I'm distressed, when I'm in despair, is to get alone with God, talk to Him, and then get into God's Word and begin to read. who God is. Amen. His care for me. I go to the Psalms often, but I go to other parts of the Bible too often, because I need the instruction and encouragement of His Word. We've been given promises to encourage our faith. And by that, you know, if you're dependent, if you're needing a ride someplace, and somebody says, hey, I'll be by at 10 o'clock in the morning to pick you up, that promise helps you have confidence you're going to have a ride to where you're going, right? Right? God's promises are the same way. He promised what He wanted to do for us. He gave it to us in promises so that we could be encouraged to trust Him and ask Him for those things. 2 Peter 1:4, whereby are given to us exceeding and great promises, that it by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. By, we're given great, exceeding great and precious promises. Amen? God's promises in His Word reveal His will to us. God promised what He promised, because He wanted to show us what He's like and what He can be trusted to do. That make sense? Nobody forced a promise out of God. Amen. God wasn't trying to impress anybody. He didn't get excited about them in the moment and promise some things He really didn't mean. You ever had that happen to you? That's a good lesson to not get too excited and open your mouth. When you're excited, it's a good time to keep your mouth shut. Because sometimes you can be in the middle of something and you get your emotions stirred and say, well, I'll do this or that. And when you calm down, you realize, oh my, I wish I would not have said I would do this or that. That didn't happen to God. God didn't get excited and overpromise. Nobody backed God in the corner and twisted His arm. Amen? God does not exaggerate. He's not, you ever seen anybody prone to exaggeration? God's not prone to exaggeration. God's promises reveal His heart. They reveal His desires for us. And all the promises, and the Bible's filled with them, all the promises to us through Jesus are now due. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, for all the promises of God in Him are yea, in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. That means everything that God promised, some of the promises given in the Old Testament were yet for a future time. We live in the time of fulfillment. Everything, all the promises belong to us through Jesus Christ. God's Word's faithful and true. Read it, learn it, depend on it, believe it. Amen? And then finally, God's faithful to His covenant with us. In salvation, God actually enters into a covenant agreement with us whereby He pledges to be our God and we pledge to be His people. I won't go into all the details of that, but God pledged Himself the faithfulness to His covenant with us. That means God always does His part in our relationship. God saved us with the purpose of bringing us home to heaven to be with Him forever. Amen? That was God's purpose in saving us, to bring us to home to be with Him forever, to share life with Him, to have fellowship with Him forever. Amen? Being confident in this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6. God always does His part. Amen? God always gives everything we need to continue faithful to Him. If anybody loses out, it's always their fault. Believe me, it's always their fault. If anybody loses out, it's going to be over many roadblocks and warnings from God. God doesn't just let go easy for somebody that's actually knew Him. Amen? It's God that worketh both in you to will and do of His good pleasure. God is helping us have the right desires and the ability to fulfill them. Amen? I want to encourage you. I don't know what lies ahead. This thing may get a whole lot worse on every level before it gets better. From what I observe, what God's done so far has not been sufficient in really awakening people to their spiritual need. Amen? And that's what really is needed, is people to be awakened to their spiritual need, both in the church and out of the church. Therefore, I don't know what lies ahead, but I do know God. I know Him. I know how He's dealt with me in life up to this very moment. I've seen Him in action dealing with other people. I have seen the way He had dealt with people through His Word and through history. God is faithful and true. Amen? My Redeemer is faithful and true. 1 Corinthians 1:9, God's faithful, by whom you're called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. So trust Him. That's my encouragement. I don't know what the future holds politically, economically, health-wise, and neither does anybody else, because what's happened in all three of those arenas in the last 6 months ain't nobody on the planet could have predicted. And we may be saying the same thing 6 months from now. What's happened, nobody could have predicted. But it doesn't matter in one sense of the word, because God's still God. God's still faithful. God's still working to bring you home to heaven, me home to heaven, and to awaken as many as possible to make it home to heaven also. Amen? So trust Him. Ephesians 3:20, I'll close with. Now unto Him that's able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory by the church, in the church, by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. A lot of things going on that cause us all to live in fear if we're not careful. There's a lot of things going on that cause us all to get despondent if we're not careful. Amen? A lot of people are, and I know a lot of people within the church are struggling with the same things. And I want to encourage you. Our God's faithful. People of the past have went through much worse than what we're possibly looking at. And God's been faithful to them. God's been faithful down through history in almost every imaginable situation. People who know God have walked through it with confidence and made heaven their home. God is faithful even in the midst of the trial. Even if what you fear most comes to pass, God's still faithful. Amen? I was reminded of that by some answers prepared this past week. In the face of all kinds of difficulties, God's still faithful. Amen? God's still able to do that which He desires to do, no matter what else is going on around us. Amen? And I'd encourage you to trust Him. That's my encouragement to you. Trust Him. Cling to Him. Amen? Keep your confidence in God. Shut down a lot of the why questions when things come into your life. Once you have... here's the extent of why questions. If you know there's something in your life that God's trying to awake you and get your attention to change, then change it. If not, just leave it with God and quit asking why. Amen? If you persist in why questions beyond what you've been revealed, the only thing it leads to is unbelief. Lack of, that's where it's going to go. So leave it alone. If you need to know, you'll know when you need to know. If you don't need to know, trust God and live. Amen? I'm telling you. People are causing themselves a lot of harm, saying, well, why this and why that? Why? Hey, leave it alone. Deal with what it is. Amen? Trust it to God. I'm a believer. That means no matter what, I have chosen to believe God is the God of the Bible. He is what He said He is. And I trust my very life here and hereafter to that knowledge of who He is and His love for me that He proved on the cross. Amen? Don't wear yourself out with the why questions. When you're thinking about tomorrow, use the best wisdom you have to make your plans. And if you don't have a plan for what you fear on the horizon, leave it alone. Amen? Just trust it to God. Leave it alone. Things that I see on the horizon that could happen, next month, 2 months, 5 months from now, I don't have any answer for it. I don't. I'm my own situation. I don't have an answer for it. I don't know. But I don't need to know before I need to know. Day by day, just like the manna, God gives us day by day what we need. And it's to us to trust Him, follow Him, and believe in Him. Your life will be, listen, if you can take this truth to heart, your life will be a lot happier. You'll experience a lot more peace. You'll experience a lot more joy in your walk with God and in your life overall. And you'll be a witness and a light to those around you to the saving power of Jesus Christ. Amen. And may God help you. As you stand, we're closing a verse of Psalms.